If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 3CR on 855 AM. That was a speech from yesterday's Sudan rally with Sara Sinada, a humanitarian professional. I'm joined now live in the studio by Amo Ihab of the Sit Intifada. Are you with me, Amo?
Yes, I am.
I am. Good morning. Thank you for taking the time to join us here on the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for all the audience, and thank you for having me and giving me the chance to speak with you. Thank you.
Of course. Your work is very inspiring, and your leadership too. But today we'll be talking about Trump's proposed 20-point peace plan for Gaza. What is the truth behind Trump's 20-point peace plan, which seems to be littered with Zionist propaganda?
The truth behind Trump, if you realize, after 24 months and 2 years of genocide and continuous bombardment, obviously they couldn't deal with the situation of Gaza or defeated Hamas. With this, they thought in a couple of months they would get the job done. The fast approach to deal with the Gaza situation couldn't happen at all. The mood and steadfast of the Palestinian, the people of Gaza and Hamas for 24 months gave no option to Trump and the Zionists except come with a different alternative to deal with the situation. And this is came part by part with the exhaustion of the people in Gaza. Whatever they couldn't get it through war, through genocide, through bombs, they tried to get it through this 20 points of Trump deal, try to deal with it. It is another battlefield, different than the battlefield of the bombs. They failed in the bombs, they failed with F-35, they failed with their foot soldiers. Now, because it starts losing everywhere around the world, not just in Gaza itself, the steadfast of people of Gaza pushed them to come to this alternative battlefield. And the people of Gaza and the fighters, they basically aware of that. That's why their response to it wasn't 100% accepting the 20-point deal or 21-point deal in the beginning. They accepted 13 points, which is give ease to the people of Gaza, stop the genocide, bring some aid inside. And the rest of the points, we can deal with it, we can negotiate it, negotiation about it later on. And that is how it's been called.
So an end to the air raids and the siege on Palestinians in Gaza after 2 years comes a welcome relief, I'm guessing.
Let us just name it the way how it is. No, it's no end for the siege. The siege on Gaza since 2005 is still going, just to bring aid to the people of Gaza, not into the same amount being agreed on, which is about 600 trucks a day. Mm. It's our place today, about 1,500 trucks, the only trucks entered since the deal started. But that's bringing the aid, that doesn't mean at all to bring the siege. That they control Israel, USA, the Zionists, the governments around the world supporting this war, controlling what's entering Gaza. A lot of very necessary aid, like medications and hospitals, that did not enter yet, which is a lot of people still getting killed. The genocide, it did not stop at all. I mean, precisely this is genocide taking a different shape. Before this deal was genocide happening through the bombs. Now it's a silent or acute genocide happening by not bringing the necessary aid to keep the ill people, the ones their kidney failures, which is 50% of them died, by the way, the other 50% alive, not giving nutrition to the kids, not giving nutrition to the women pregnant. Mm-hmm. That will lead death. And that's genocide because it's a manufactured, designed, engineered genocide. Acute. No one can notice it. We should really be aware of that and fight for it really good and make sure that's where we should end up our battle by really stopping the siege and bringing all the aid necessary for the people of Gaza.
Yeah, of course. And we've seen recently with Dr. Mohammed Mustafa has been trying to get a children's hospital opened with diplomatic protection. Do you think this is a good opportunity for something like that to be established?
Any aid entering Gaza is a great. The decision to enter the appropriate needed aid, it is one of the cards, the Zionist, one of the cards USA using. We have to be aware, whatever efforts anyone do, Dr. Muhammad, anyone can do, doesn't matter who they are, to bring any type of aid, especially the medical aid, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
We know 100% of the team stopped, and they said, so our dinner idea would like to serve myself to bring and restart and building hospitals. You find that a great people around the world doing what they not so much money, donate so much money to bring to build hospitals, to rebuild Gaza around the world. We don't need the money of Gulf countries. They contributed with the genocide, like United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, to rebuild. We're more than happy to donate a rebuild. People of Gaza are more than happy to donate it. Just leave us alone. Just stop the siege, basically. Don't use this card against us. It's great. If my message to Dr. Muhammad, if you're really thinking the diplomatic and this government's going to give you the permission to build the hospital, they only allow you at the time. They said that is the card no longer going to be used. But anyhow, I support him to do whatever he can today.
Point 9 of the peace plan outlines that Gaza will be governed temporarily by what they call a technocratic Palestinian committee led by Trump and Tony Blair. But point 19 outlines reforms which will pave the way for Palestinian statehood and self-determination. But could you please clarify this oxymoron?
Remember, all these points, especially number 9, Hamas as the elected government in Gaza in 2005, they said clearly, we're happy to step down from the government. And we're happy to hand over the governing of Gaza to technocrats. Technocrats, we think, has to be from Gaza. Born, lived in Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
Technocrats, they actually have a capability, has no political interest with one party or other, but they are from the people of Gaza. They are belong to the people of Gaza. We agree they are clean, doesn't have any political agendas with anybody. In this format, they are welcome because we need a period of transition until election can happen in Gaza. Of course, the Zionists, they have a different plan. They want technocrats based on their size, which is follow them, can do their agendas, allow them to enter Gaza. That's one point of the technocrats. The other point about Trump and Andy Blair, we do believe we don't support having an activation by any means, even international activation. Tony Blair, he's supposed to be in a genocide court. Tony Blair, he's a criminal who shouldn't be anywhere, and everybody rejects his position. Mm-hmm. Now, that's why there is no agreement by, believe this to the negotiation. Like I said, it's another battle. It's a cute battle. It's a battle of behind the closed doors. We leave it to the people on the ground to continue and fight this battle. Bear in mind, Gaza is suffered more than anything can anybody can imagine. 24 months, the whole world fighting and starving and killing. That's beyond that. That, and we are trusting very well. We know they will take the right decision at the right circumstances to fight and defeat Blair and Trump.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's a good point on how we can never really understand what the people in Gaza on the ground, the Palestinians, have been experiencing over the past 24 months and 100 years. But, if this Zionist colonial entity begins to unfold and assimilate itself through economic plans or whatever the Zionist plan is, how will it change? Does it? Well, can it change, or will it change the nature of Palestinian resistance in Gaza?
They want to occupy Gaza the way they occupied the rest of the world. Let us understand clearly, we are not free. A lot of us thinking we live here in Nam, we are free. No, we are not. We are somehow being occupied through a credit card, through mortgage, through a car, through economic things, through a luxury life, and we have no options except limited, very limited options, and we are too busy of working too hard to accommodate this luxury, or what we think is luxury, but it is not luxury enough. But to accommodate, we have to pay our debt day by day, and we can't afford to stop working. Their plan for Gaza, the same way. Gaza were free people. There were people, 50% of them, agriculture, go to their land, do their work, start 50% a small manufacturers, do their own work by themselves. They can do, take the decision by themselves. Their plan to build whatever they call it, the Riviera or the pyramid place, by bringing a lot of money down there, we can benefit from the position of Gaza as geographic location, get benefit of the gas in the shore of Gaza, which is a lot of offshore of Gaza, which is a lot of it, worth millions of dollars. They can get benefit and give the people of Gaza glam. And that glam for them supposed to be think like a lot of money. And if money starts getting down there, they would try to do, and that's one of the points, by re-radicalize the people of Gaza. We need to bring a new education to the new generation. That's their plan. And that's very, 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 it's like a cancer. It's very important to notice. If the money becomes too easy in our hands, sometimes we'll change our position.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. And that's what they're thinking. And that's what we try to do. We're hoping the people of Gaza are a lot more cautious and smart not to allow this to happen. Plus, being Muslim, I know 100% that plan is not going to be successful in long term at all, because we have very strong belief that Gaza is never going to be wiped off at all. And Gaza will stay steadfast until Palestine gets liberated. And Gaza will be the key to enter and liberate Palestine. So we won't be liberated by Gaza. We'll be liberated by West Bank. We'll be liberated from outside, from the neighboring countries, because we are one nation, not many nations. We are all Palestinians, and we're all Jordanians, we're all Syrians, we're all Egyptians. We are one nation, one blood, no different. But Gaza will remain stand there as a front. And until we liberate Palestine. That's a fact. We study this and we believe in it 100%. But again, money can change anybody. And I'm really worried about their plan of bringing so much modern life to Gaza, trying to change Gaza. I hope that's never changed before.
Yeah, well, I remember last week at the rally, in your speech, you were talking about how important it is to have belief, especially here in Australia, in Melbourne, in Nam, where we have the money, but people are still sacrificing their jobs for the truth. They're sacrificing luxury, and especially now, as we go forward, it's like, with the risk of that money, it's like, how can we embody that ourselves here as we continue to make sure that the narrative is the truth?
It is a philosophic subject. We always been somehow thinking about tomorrow, and we're thinking tomorrow is going to be a much better, and we forgot the present. We forgot the minute we are living in. I think if we concentrate to make the minute I'm living in, the present I'm living in, it's a greater present. It's something successful, and tomorrow is another present. Let it come. When it come, I deal with it to make it a great again. If I'm there, if I'm not there, it's not mine. I think like that would be free. Like that would be very good. A lot of us, like yourself, and a lot of our guys come and supported all free people around the world, supported the right of the indigenous in this land, supported the people of Congo, yesterday the people of Sudan. That's great, because we try to deal with the present. We try to be really free. We try really to implement what we believe, our ideas of humanity, and really be part of great society, and that's always coming a price of flexibility, price of not selling your soul, and that's what's called free. Not meaning free to be behind bars. You could be behind bars and free. Nelson Mandela was free 20 years of his life behind the bar, and then he became free out of the bar. Mm-hmm. And never giving up his freedom. Che Guevara was free in the mountains until he died free. It's a lot you could name. Freedom is a feeling inside you. It's a feeling you take your own decision. And that's part of your belief, too. Regardless what you believe, who you are, what is your ideology in life, you should believe always. That belief push you to be free, push you to do self-respect, push you to do and fight for your rights, and push you to do just what do you need from this life. You need to be just feeling good as human, you're full of humans, good with you. And remember, it's the present, the time you're living in now. Tomorrow's not yours. You might not come to tomorrow at all. If you bring or build a good prison today, it will be good for generations to come to live their prison tomorrow, if there's a tomorrow. Sorry about that, my answer to it, but I hope I answered your question in a good way.
No, of course. I think we only have time for one more question, but is there anything specifically with the 20-point plan that you would like to speak to while we still have time?
I do love to say we have to be cautious of really they did not agree on building a Palestinian state. And that means we have to be cautious. These guys, they defined the 20-point plan to just give us some kind of anesthetic, some drugs to come down. Mm-hmm. We have to continue fast. We have to continue steadfast. We have to continue cautious about what's going to happen back in Gaza and back in the other countries around the world to be occupied. That is my message to everybody. Please don't give up. Don't sit still. Don't think it's finished. It is a lot worse now than the last 24 months. The battle needed to be supported and needed to be emphasized a lot more now. Please stay hard with the people of Gaza, people of Palestine, and everywhere. Really, and be cautious and really fight more and be everywhere. If there's rallies, if there is BDS, if there is elections, education, please work hard into it. It is really important. That is my message.
Thank you very much, Amo Ihab. That's all we have time for today.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, bye.